Mischief Makers Day 3. Tree Treats.
Thanks for coming with us tonight,
Pixie said, trying to sound upbeat. Last night had been a disaster. As it turned out, Joe's dad opened the door to come and lock the chickens up. Luckily, the beam of his flashlight missed both Pixie and Figgy. But by the time Figgy was able to get Pixie loose, the sun was coming up and they didn't have time to do anything more than sit on the chicken coop and wait to be found.
Yeah,
said Figgy.
After our complete flop last night, we could use the help.
But the boys found you and thought it was funny,
said Nim, trying to cheer them up.
Yes, you told us they both laughed for a full 5 minutes before heading back inside,
added Lil.
I guess,
Pixie sighed. Oh, cheer up, you two. We'll make up for it tonight. Glitter finished unloading the candy and brownies from the sleigh they'd brought along. The five friends headed to the study to set up what should have been last night's surprise.
All right, Pixie, Figgy,
asked Lil.
What do you want us to do? Well,
began Figgy.
Last night, before the chicken debacle, we had planned to build an entire candy, cake, and cookie forest in this room.
Pixie jumped in, starting to cheer up.
We have brownie treats, candy canes, gumdrops, chocolate frogs, animal cookies.
Nim held up his hands.
Okay, I think we get it. Where do you want us to start?
With the treehouse, said Glitter, as she handed Nim and Lil chocolate-covered pretzel rods and graham crackers.
On it!
Lil took the materials and a few brownie trees and pulled Nim along to the Lego table. Pixie and Figgy started setting up trees and bushes while Glitter trailed behind them and decorated with gumdrops and sprinkles. A few hours later, the five stood back to view their handiwork.
It's magical,
Pixie sighed with sparkling eyes.
They're going to be so excited,
Figgy sang. Nim and Lil looked nervously at each other. They'd made rather a mess of the study. Normally, messes did not bother Nim and Lil. They'd made their share over the past few years. But this was different. The kitchen and the living room were one thing. But the study... began Nim.
Maybe we should have done this in the kitchen.
Are you kidding?
Asked Figgy.
This is perfect. They love to play in here. I think what Nim is saying,
added Lil,
they love playing in here. Daily. Oh, dear.
Pixie suddenly saw the problem.
They won't be able to play without washing all the blocks and cleaning up this mess.
Figgy hung his head.
Maybe it's okay,
Nim said quickly, trying to salvage the situation.
Maybe we can just beep, beep, beep.
Uh-oh,
said Pixie.
Too late. The parents are awake.